Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. Got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including your home-based business. And that's what we're talking about with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He's an award-winning journalist and the guy that we call on a regular basis, have been now for 12 years, more than 13 years, I guess, to talk about, in fact, this is your 13th anniversary. Jeff, this month.
Happy 13th.
How about that?
Can we just be like a building and skip to the 14th?
There you go. And so Jeff always helps us with our micropreneuring information. We're talking about setting up a home-based office. So many people, Jeff, these days are unemployed, and they're trying to figure out how to start a business, exactly like I did back in 89. And the main thing, when I set up my home-based business, if the first I was an employee, I was a teleworker, I guess you could say. And the guy that I replaced did the same thing, and he gave me some good advice. He said, when you get up in the morning, you get ready as ready as if you were going downtown to work. When you walk into your home office, you walk in as if you were walking into the chairman's office or the boardroom.
Right.
He said, you be ready to work. You're dressed. If you're going to go out later and wear a tie and a coat and tie, he said, put that coat and tie on, go to your home office. And that was good advice for me. And I never did anything else. I never went down to my office that I didn't have my game face on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I would agree to a certain extent. I don't live by that. I mean, there was a time when I had a friend in college. Whenever he had to take an exam, he would shower, shave, and dress for success. He just, you look smart, you feel smart, okay? And I know many people, not unlike what the gentleman told you and what others have done, where they shower, shave, and get dressed as if they're, if not going to an executive meeting, they're going to an office.
Right.
So whether it's business casual or whether it's suit and tie or, you know, shirt and tie, they dress that way for going into the home office. You know, now others, yours truly included, take it to the other degree. To me, I mean, especially after 20-plus years, I would say it happened after about a year, you know, attire is not as important as the functionality of the space.
I have to agree now. I probably would modify that a little bit. But you know what, Jeff? I never, ever, my office was in my, the one that I had the longest was in the basement of this house I built.
Right.
And it was a regular business office. But when I was working, I never slipped upstairs and watched television.
No.
I stayed at work. I made sure I was disciplined that I was in that room unless I was calling on somebody or doing something else for the business. I was in that office just as if I had an office downtown and a manager was watching me.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you know, we all, and I did an article on this years ago about the rhythms of a home office, the rhythms and sort of idiosyncrasies of a home officer. So some, like me, I'm at my desk generally at about 5 a.m., okay?
Yeah.
So if I take some time off in the afternoon, you know, some downtime, whether to have a late lunch, watch some TV, hang with the kids, go run some errands, I feel I've earned it, okay? So, you know, it's not about, as they say in any workplace now, it's not about hours put, it's about output. As long
That's
as
right.
you get your work done, it's not, it doesn't matter when or how many hours you invest doing it. Some are more efficient than others. But, you know, we all have our sort of idiosyncratic, you know, sort of
habit. Well, and the family has a rhythm too.
Right, absolutely.
I used to do a lot of calling when I had my consulting business. I would do a lot of calling and customer care during the day, and I could be home at night with the kids, and then after they went to bed, I would do a lot of work in the home office. It was very convenient.
Right. Absolutely. We find, and again, we find that, you know, as I said earlier, when the kids, you set your rhythm to, if the kids are away at, you know, at school or at daycare during the morning, you work hard then with the stuff that you need, concentration or quiet, you know, phone calls.
And you know, something people have now, Jeff, that you and I didn't have 20 years ago as much, the technology allows us to expand our home office and to have satellites like...
Right.
You know, like being at the ball field while the kids are at practice or something.
Your satellite is your laptop.
Yeah.
You know, or your laptop is your satellite. Your smartphone in many ways.
So the home office is a lot more, a lot broader definition today than it was 20 years ago.
Absolutely. Much has changed. And again, work is not about place. Work is about what gets done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you take, with my smartphone, I mean, I can be at the grocery store and get an important email, and I'm not. I have no problem checking my email in almost any setting during working hours. If I'm out to dinner, it can, you know, emails can wait.
Yeah.
But if I'm in some sort of, you know, if I'm out with the kids or something, and I sneak a couple peeks at my inbox, nothing wrong with that. I don't give almost any clients my cell phone number. If it's important, they'll leave a message at my desk, and they'll email me if it's, you know, and generally they'll email me first before calling.
Right.
And if it's important, I'll get back to them, you know. So we have our styles. We have our work rhythm. And I think the key point is, as you said, you know, the satellite office has opened up, has opened the general home office for either teleworkers or full-time, you know, self-employed.
Just get into a rhythm, define what it's going to take for you to be successful, and be disciplined to stick with that.
Absolutely. Discipline. That should be the overarching theme
That's the truth. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is the website for Jeff Jabbar.
And there's a Facebook page and Chief Home Office on Twitter.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jeff. See you next time. Jeff Jabbar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.